Hello.
Oh, hi, Anthony. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you? I got a concerning call earlier, a message.
Oh, okay.
I got a balance due.
Yes. Yeah, it says, it looks like on your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal of $249 each month on the 28th, and we're having trouble with that payment that was for November.
I canceled you all over a year and a half ago, and if you've been taking that money out, I have a problem. Because they put me on what you call when I was trying to cancel.
Uh-huh.
They put me on a seasonal thing.
Uh-huh.
So when was the last time y'all took a payment?
So real quick, I'm looking at the notes, and the only time a cancellation was mentioned was in October of 2021. And it said that you had called in and you were wanting to cancel and you wanted to go with Hibu. And then
they offered to do the
seasonal hold for you, and you agreed to that. And then they reminded you of your next billing and the 3-day cancellation policy. So how those holds worked?
Does that mean that, when did that happen?
That happened in October of 2021. And then right after that, you paid the $99 for your domain buyout, and that's the last time you were charged. The account was on a hold. So let me just double-check. Because
you
should have gotten...
If you want to keep it on a hold, that's fine. If you can't, then Hibu has been wonderful for me. So, you know, the year that I was with them was a whole lot better than the year I was with you. So,
okay.
So I don't know how. Sometimes things just click differently. But as I'm growing, I don't have a problem doing both of you, unless that's kind of like a conflict, and that'll hurt me on both ends. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that I'm open to talk about. But, if, you know, what is your suggestion on that? Just cancel, and then if I need more, let you know, or keep it on a, because I kind of get freaked out when somebody says that I owe them money and I didn't make a payment.
I understand. I'm a stickler of that. It's good that you stay on top of it too, because some people just ignore it, and I don't want it to affect their credit and whatnot too. So I'm happy that you stay on top of it. What I would suggest, and I want to dig deeper and look into your account and have the technicians look at it, is it looks to me like Hibu never gained access to your Google Business page. And the reason it looks like that to me is the website that's attached to it is the one that we built for you. So even though your account's been on a hold for a year, it still has
because they built their own for me.
Right, but this is on our template. This doesn't look like the one that Hibu built. This is the one that's on our template. So That's the one I'm using now? Yes. Are you using TampaTreeWork.com?
Yeah, that's the one I bought from you.
Okay. So when you buy the domain, you only buy the domain. It doesn't have content. So if, let's say that Hibu wanted to build you a new site, that you would take that domain to Hibu and they would build you a new site. But this site has never been modified. It's still the site that we built you. So that's all I'm saying is, you know, sometimes the reason they don't do it is because they don't have access to go into the Google Business page and make any modifications because they don't have, you know, they're not added on it, you know. So let me just ask Steve.
I need to find that out because I just renewed my my name on the TampaTreeWork.com. So okay. If I'm paying for it and nothing's going to it, then I either need to get rid of it or...
Yep.
So you're saying if we bring up, if I search tampatreework.com, nothing shows, nothing's there now?
So the Google business page that we created and verified has 35 reviews on it, 5-star ratings, and it has our site attached to it, is the one that will come up, but I don't see that Hibu has access to that. So here's what I would recommend.
It comes up and it's a dead end for people. Is that what you're saying?
It's coming up under Valid Impressions Tree Service LLC. And then when you click on the site, it shows tampatreework.com, which is the site that we built you. So here's one thing that I would suggest, just so that you could kind of get everything cleaned up. It is better to work with one company, okay? So if you work with two companies, only one can have access at a time, and then the other one is almost like just throwing that money down the toilet, okay? So what I would suggest, because it appears to me like we're the ones that have access to the Google business page, and they don't, but your program for $249 includes $100 worth of Google ads. I don't think you need those extra ads if I were just to, you know, reactivate this, send it over to the technicians, and have them figure it out. So let's say you're like, Tina, I only want to work with Hibu. Can you go on there and merge everything together so that they are the only ones that have access? We can do the problem is the technicians don't do any active programming on your account while it's in a past due status. So I can't even send that revision over. If I send it to them, it won't get to their queue because you're in a past due status. So that's what I would recommend is, you know.
All that was supposed to be taken care of in conjunction when I bought the, name. So basically it didn't.
Correct.
It didn't happen?
Correct. So that's the problem that I would just, you know, kind of anticipate. And you might want to go on your Google business page and just look. If you log in, you look at the left, there's going to be a tab that says users. Look at the tab and see if Local Splash is on there as a manager, or if Hibu's on there as a manager, or if both is on there. Okay, and if both is on there, you can delete one.
I have no idea how to do that.
Okay. So I could.
Let me call my person from Hibu. Because I spent like 4 hours one day on.
Anthony, I'm sorry, the phone's cracking up. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, the phone's cracking up. I didn't hear that last part that you said. I'm sorry.
Okay, is it working now?
It's kind of a little sketchy, but I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. I spent about 4 or 5 hours on the phone with you all, with them, and with my brother-in-law who used to handle all that, so that everything was all under one roof. And so that's, I thought that was taken care of in October of 21.
Okay. So let me.
Did you make a phone call to the person who handled that from Hibu?
Mm-hmm.
Find out if I can get any information that would help us determine that. And where did you say I should go? Is that something I can do on my phone, or do I need a laptop?
So, you should be able to do it on your phone, where you go to business.google.com, and then when you go to that, you'll come at the top, you'll see a tab that says sign in. If you click on sign in, you should remember what the username and password is. Usually the username is your email, and then you've probably created your own password. And then once you log in, You'll have some tabs at the left, and you would just look for the one that says users. And that will tell you who has access to it, if it's local Squash or if it's the other. And then what I would recommend, Anthony, is just take care of this past due balance as soon as you can, because even if you want to just take care of it and cancel, that way it doesn't...
That's the problem what I have with everybody that calls me 20 times a month wanting me to sign up with them. Anybody I even try, it seems like for 3 years they want money, and I don't get notified until after, you know, I don't know.
Well, there was an email sent to you on November 21st.
I just got off the phone with somebody who took me for $700, because when I canceled, they wanted to do the same thing as you did, and somebody didn't cancel it right, and then I haven't used them since February of this year, and they wanted, it was a lead generation thing. So like, no, we have your e-signature that we're supposed to charge you that once every month, and since you still had a balance on the account, we didn't take it out, because we only take it out when your balance gets below $50. But since you never went below that, we didn't take any money out, so we helped you out there. I'm like, you didn't help me out. You just took $700 out of my bank account, and you don't, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening. But yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're getting the notifications that leads are coming through the website that we built you, but right after those, there was an email that went out.
Anything that comes from local Flash, since I'm not with you, I don't even open it. It just goes. I just kill it. It's deleted.
Well, there was an Adrian Gonzalez last week that put, I would like to get a quote to remove a tree in front of my house. Then there was October 12th, 2022, Michelle Sachs on 17632 Esprit Drive. I live in Esprit Subdivision in Hunter's Greens. She was contacting you. Angel Rash on 24411 Summer Nights Court in Lutz. Would love to get a quote on trimming a large front yard tree. Tyler Evans, 4420 Palm Mesa Drive. Do any of these clients sound familiar? Or?
Yeah, Michelle Sachs does, but that's the only one. Summer what? Summer D?
Yeah, there's 4420 Palm Mesa Drive, Tyler Evans, Teresa Greenhill, 11225 3rd Avenue South.
So you're still sending me leads?
So on your website that we built you, and actually this content is probably going to be taken off if you decide not to continue, because we already sold you the domain, so there's no reason to put the content on it. But on the bottom of the site, there's a form that says schedule a service appointment, where somebody can put in their name, their email, their phone number, their address, and what it is that they want. When they fill that out, you get a notification that says you have a new lead, reactivate now, generated by localsquash.com. So you said that you've been ignoring those are potential clients that are finding you on Google.
If it says a lead, and that just kills me too, because, okay, so 85% of my work is in Hunter's Green. I advertise in their neighborhood. Come on, Anthony, think. I'm multitasking. There was a car that was coming into my lane. Sorry. I don't even know what I was saying now.
You were saying 85 of your work, 85% is in Hunter's Green?
My work is in Hunter's Green. 90% of the people see my truck in there, write my phone number down, or say, oh, a valid impression, or they go to the Hunter's Green newsletter, and that's how they find me. So I ask everybody, how'd you hear about us? And nobody has ever said, you know, Local Flash, or hardly anybody says tampatreework.com. That's why I almost didn't even renew that last month.
So if you hear when somebody says, I looked you up online, I saw you on the internet, I found you on Google, all of that is as a result of this program. So nobody's ever going to say, I found you on Local Splash, because we're not putting you on our directory and promoting our company.
Okay.
We're promoting you outright so that when...
So it sounds like for a year I've had you and Habu.
Yes. And it sounds like for a year you've had a custom website up and running through us that you haven't been paying for because it's been on pause. Because let's say that a year ago, rather than doing the $99 buyout, you would have called in and said, look, Tina, I want to cancel the account, but just keep the website. We charge $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So somehow or another, whoever put in that you purchased the domain, they never took the content off of it. So you're supposed to have tampatreework.com as just a blank template. There's not supposed to be anything on it because you purchased that, and you're supposed to take that over to Haibu, and they're supposed to build a site on it. But somehow or another, when you did that domain transfer, that never had been
taken. Coming back to me a little bit, it was supposed to be merged to where if they looked that up, it goes to my main account that they did. Does that sound right? Okay, so tell me this. If I pay your, what is it, $237 a month, a year?
$249 monthly.
Oh, $249 monthly.
Right. So if, and that includes an extra $100 worth of Google paid ads. So you have an option of not having the paid ads on there. And then that's just $149 monthly.
Tell me if this sounds right. It sounds like that Habu didn't finish linking the one to the other. Could that have been that they tried, but since it wasn't canceled, they couldn't?
No, not because it wasn't canceled.
I remember you said something about... Go ahead. What?
No, it's that when you purchase a domain from us, they usually have you create what's called a name.com account with a username and a password. And then you take that to Haibu and you say, hi, I want you to build a site on tampatreework.com. And then they say, what's your username and password? And you give it to them. And then they go in there and they start building on the site, right? So it sounds like that part had never been completed, where they never built a site for you on the template that you purchased from us, which is why the leads coming through the website are still coming through your Local Splash dashboard and not your Haibu dashboard. So if they built a new site for you on this domain, then when somebody says, hey, I want an estimate on tree trimming or what have you, those leads would come to you through your Haibu account, but they're coming to you through your Local Splash account because the site that we built you is still up on the Google business page. So what I would recommend, Anthony, is since you said that 85% of your work comes from that Hunter's Green area, is I think you would get better results, at least for this month, if you kept the ads on there, and here's why. We can tell our technicians, you know, hey, 85% of his work is in Hunter's Green. Please run all of his ads in Hunter's Green. So your business address is set up.
Or New Tampa.
Because your business address is set up to Tampa, and that's just very general and very, you know, organic, and it doesn't target a specific area. But with the Google ads, you can target wherever you'd like. So I can say, hey, run the ads only in Hunter's Green and New Tampa, and then that way you'll get better results as opposed to just doing the local-only subscription for the $149.
And what is the $49 a month?
$49 a month would be you, we cancel the entire program and we don't run ads or do any programming on Google or anything like that, but you get to keep the site and the content that you have on it. So rather than you getting an email,
basically,
you have a,
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I just was going to finish and then I hold your thought. I was just going to say, rather than you getting an email, you have a new lead, reactivate now. You'll get an email, you have a new lead, and you can go on your dashboard at any time and you can retrieve those leads because you're paying us $49
monthly
for the
hosting. What's the annual price on that if I do the annual?
It would just be 49 times 12. It's not really a discounted rate to do, you know, an annual subscription on the hosting. So let me see if I calculate. 588 would be for the year if you did it that way.
And that's if, but if, and would that be okay with you? Would you recommend doing that if Habu, because it's been over a year, isn't going to do anything to keep it?
I never recommend going to just hosting unless it's a last resort. And here's why, Anthony, a website in and of itself.
Go ahead. Sorry. I thought you said that it's not good to have two.
It's not good to have two, but they haven't built anything on this domain. It's still the site that we built. Let me send you a text.
Send me something so I have your number. I'll call and find out what's up and because basically, if I bought that from you, they were supposed to take that and do something with it, correct?
Exactly. And
okay.
They didn't. So
they didn't finish what they were supposed to do.
Yeah. And I'm not bad-mouthing them. It could be that maybe they asked you, oh, can you get the, you know, name.com account or can you get a username and password? And maybe there was some little piece of information
that's what I spent 4 hours on the phone with one day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that. So that shouldn't have been. Okay. So I sent you.
My brother-in-law had all that. So let me call them real quick and then I'll get back to you. I'll try to do that today.
Okay, no problem. So I'm sending you my direct line, and then I'll talk to you later. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you probably sometime next week. Okay.
If I just call this phone number, it won't come back to you?
No, if you hit redial, it will go to the call center like what happened earlier. I think you spoke with Maxwell, and then Maxwell let me know. But if you want to call the toll-free number for Local Splash, which I'm texting you right now, then you would just put in 777, which is my extension, and it'll ring directly to my desk.
You're the perfect person, then, if you got 777 as your extension.
I'm far from perfect, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'll put it that way.
Hey, that's close enough. That's all we all are, right?
Exactly.
There was only one perfect one.
Exactly. But I do have the perfect extension. I've been with the company for 11 years. And I requested it on three different attempts, and on the third attempt, I was able to get it.
You
the first two times, they're like, yeah, they're like, oh, somebody else has it or what have you, so I couldn't. And then they redid the phone system a couple times, and on my third attempt, I finally got the lucky seven. So.
Cool. All right, well, let me call over there, and you're going to text that or email it to me?
I texted it to you. I just put, hi, this is Tina, localsplash.com. It has my direct line, and it has the link to the website so that you can see the content is all still on there, and that's the content that Local Splash built for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? All right. You're welcome.
All right,
I'll talk to you
soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.